Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today, I wanted to talk to you about not letting the narcissist destroy your peace. This can be difficult. These people work overtime to cause problems, upset other people, and ruin their day. But if you notice, the title of this episode is Stop Letting the Narcissist Destroy Your Peace. The word letting is very important here. Except in very extreme circumstances, nobody has any power over you or your emotions that you did not give them. It's a matter of learning to take it back. In fact, the whole thing is really about power and who has it. Narcissists want to feel powerful. They want to feel like they're controlling things. This is because they feel very weak and helpless inside. One of the ways they try to exert power and control over others is through emotions. They use guilt, anger, and many other emotions to manipulate people. They purposely endeavor to upset, anger, and hurt other people. They feel powerful when they can get someone to cry or get them angry or hoover them and get them to return to a relationship where they're being treated badly. They like that feeling of control they get because they don't feel like they have any. That's part of the reason they're so desperate to affect other people and work so hard to do so. They feel that others are controlling them through their emotional reactions to the things that people do and say, so they attempt to do the same thing to other people. They feel no responsibility for their own behavior. They believe that responsibility falls on other people. Well, if you didn't do that, I wouldn't have to do this. Aside from the fact that many times what they're accusing you of doing is false or greatly over-exaggerated, it's no one's fault that they reacted the way they did. Reaction is a choice. Narcissists don't seem able to understand that, probably because their feelings are so overwhelming and because they gave themselves permission and were given permission by others to act that way long ago. Think of somebody who hits their spouse. It's always the spouse's fault. You provoked me, you pushed my buttons, you nagged me, you made me. That's not true. They chose to react that way. Everyone chooses their reaction in that situation or any other. How you react is always a choice. If you get angry, you can choose to lose your temper and hit somebody. You can choose to scream and holler. You can choose to calmly discuss how you feel, or you can choose to say nothing at all. It's no one else's fault if someone cannot control themselves or chooses to react the way they do. You might feel someone deserves to get punched in the mouth for something, and maybe they do, but it's still your choice to do it or not. It isn't their fault you chose that. They are to blame for their actions, not yours, and you're not to blame for theirs either. This is the key to disarming the narcissist and taking their power over you away. They cannot affect you if you don't let them. This sounds trite, but it is 100% the truth. For example, let's say the narcissist in your life always uses a certain event or a subject that you react badly to cause problems. What would happen if you stopped reacting badly to it? What would happen if, instead of screaming and hollering or crying or getting defensive, you just ignored it? Or simply looked at them and said, you're entitled to your opinion, and that's all. What if no matter how long they fussed and hollered or what they said, you just didn't react? Didn't defend yourself, didn't get emotional, didn't do any of the things that they're counting on you to do? How can they cause a problem if you don't play along? This is the key. Every relationship is a two-way street, even the relationship with a narcissist. They can't play the game by themselves. You have to play too. If you stop playing, there is no game. It's just one person who eventually ends up looking pretty silly. Now, this can be hard to do at first, but it is so worth it in the end. The drama stops when you stop participating in it. They might still be dramatic and behaving all crazy, but you won't be. And the stress caused by trying to convince this person that they're wrong or mistaken and that you're not evil or that no one's out to get them or whatever other crazy thing is gone. The hardest part of this is probably to accept that the narcissist is not causing this reaction in you. Remember the abusive spouse analogy. It's a choice. You don't have to play along. You don't have to get emotional. Their opinion is their opinion, and that's all it is. In reality, it means literally nothing. Now, sometimes it can be really difficult not to react, especially when they're doing things that involve your children or your finances and things like that. In those situations, you can leave the relationship, you can make a record of the incidents with your children and show it to the judge if you're already divorced, you can lock them out of your bank account if they're stealing from you or separate your finances. You can do whatever you need to do to get the crazy out of your life, but letting it ruin your peace is not going to change anything. It's only going to make you more miserable. Nothing you can do is going to make this person something different than what they are. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do to stop them from behaving that way. But you can stop playing along with it. You can choose to take the power back from them. Now, let me add here that people often say if they stop reacting, the narcissist escalates. That's right. Many times they do. They're looking for that reaction. If this person is becoming violent, if they're breaking things, if they're out of control, you need to call the police or leave as soon as you can. You can stay with a friend or family. There are shelters, there are safe houses, there are programs. Putting up with abuse to prevent worse abuse is no way to live. I hope you understand, either now or someday, that you don't have to do that. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.